your relationship I had with him, I will just tell that he came and stayed in our house in Danville about this Abhay Charan movie serials that he was making. And almost for 4 months, my family was gone to India, and we had a large house at that time. So everybody, all his, not just disciples, they were the beginners. For this movie, they were selected to make the movie, like Yadunath. So many of these people who were part of this serial, Abhay Charan, they become his disciples. He will give morning class, Srimad Bhagavatam, and how to recite the verses that he taught. He will cook himself many times, and I was always taking prasadam with him. But very simple nature, very, very simple, and he could relate with anybody. And becomes very, very friendly. And even Prabhupada, who took the role of Prabhupada, he was also there staying in that. He will fulfill, like, make nice prasadam for everybody, or arrange for their nice prasad, their nice vehicles, and go around. So very much dedicated to serving Srila Prabhupada. His mind was always on Prabhupada. And Srimad Bhagavatam, means, as you all know, that he translated all Prabhupada's books into Bengali, and he was very much so close to Srila Prabhupada, serving him as a servant, as a secretary, and going with him in the last time of Prabhupada. He was with him, and also he went to Rishikesh with him and serving him very closely. And whatever Prabhupada desired, he will reveal him, he will tell him. One time, like, Prabhupada wanted to go just before leaving this material world, he wanted to have a Govardhan Parikrama. But then there was a great meeting between the different groups. There were two groups, they became two separate groups. And one said that we should fulfill the desire of Prabhupada. Another was saying that this journey would be too treacherous or too difficult for the frail body of Srila Prabhupada. So ultimately they decided not to take him to Vraj Mandal Parikrama. And but still then they took him just around the Vrindavan main temples. And still that process, that the same palkin is there, and the Prabhupada's murti, they take him before his disappearance a day to all the places. But main thing that what I saw, that he was very, very respectful to his God brothers. He loves his disciples. He manages, they ask him to stay with him. He always asks about the well-being of everybody. Very friendly, and he will give classes in such a simple but very nice, to the deep philosophical discussions. So I'm really thankful to his association that what we had for many times, like in Ujjain, we will take prasad together. So some class fellows will come, and he will feed with all the Mahaprasad, and he will also eat prasad there. So in this way, many times I met him. He helped me in like, even that, okay, you should take, he's the one that you should initiate people. So he was the one, he helped me in passing this application to all the GBC. So he was the one who gave me recommendation letters. And we had difficulty for our temple, temple management into Bartuaco. So he helped us many times. He stayed at our house also. My relatives also took initiation from Bhakti Charo Maharaj, like my brother son Chaitanya and his wife. And also, I think he initiated my father also. Radha Govind Maharaj initiated my mother. So in this way, my family members are his disciples, and we are very thankful for his not only his singer, Bhagavatam reciter, also Rathyatras, which were happening in Ujjain. I went there a few times, and he's so, like, Satsarup Maharaj was with me one time, like, he came to my village, and he stayed there for just some purpose, to be away and also to write some books, not only in US, but also in India. He came near my village, and he stayed there for more than a month. And the site, I had a little place in front of the river. And then we heard about, like, so he, in Vrindavan, like, he's singing Tava Kathamratam, and he used to sing so melodiously that even all the servants and everybody would stand and listen to that. And Satsurup Maharaj also used to listen to that song, that how sweetly, and Gopi Geethi sings so sweetly. And not only that, and he was also a good musician, like Prabhupada knew all the instruments. He also knew Mridanga and Kartal and harmonium. And so he learned all those things to be used in service of the Lord. So he used to have meeting with his disciples, but he opened, say, like Ujjain temple. And I used to go many, many times, quite often. Even the same person who built a temple, I brought him here, but he was too expensive to Karbon to build a temple. But within 9 months, and he got marbles in such a way that he could build that in a very short time. And all his disciples are very fond of him. It's a great loss for our movement that he left us without really any, and that we were not that. And he gave such a nice, that why I should be taking rest here with my disciples, but let me go on the front and preach to my disciples in US, and also build this place in near Orlando. So he built that. So his desire was that everybody would come there, have some certain retreats, and they will grow certain things. So he wanted to have Varnashram also. Like, he got this Uma Bharati was like the chief minister of in Madhya Pradesh, and she invited him to come. But also she wanted to give 300 acres of land nearby in Ujjain. But somehow she left before it happened. She left that position as chief minister. But nonetheless, he had real connections with great, great people, and he could achieve the things much more easily because of his simplicity and magnanimity and his serials. And he was well known among all the God brothers and his sannyasi God brothers. But service to Prabhupada so intimately, and taking his first in 76, first initiation, few days, second initiation, and then again sannyas. So Prabhupada recognized his great potential in him. And he gave him this position to serve him, to cook for him. And he did many, many menial services for Srila Prabhupada. So we are all thankful to him for his giving us his kind association, his darshans in Ujjain, or his association for me at least almost 4 months, and how sincerely he was making this movie. So that Prabhupada became famous because of this Abhacharan series. So thank you for the opportunity to speak about. I really cannot say on my words that how we had so much loss while missing him. So we will always be missing him, and he's always in our heart. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you
very much. At your place, so was that in New Jersey or somewhere?
Yeah, in New Jersey, Danville is the name of the town I moved from, because I became the temple president in Tohoku. So we bought a large house. It was really large, that there were 11, 12 bathrooms and 12 bedrooms. And so I asked Brahma Maharaj to come and stay in our house for, and my many relatives also acted in that movie. My brother's daughter, son, they acted like me, because I met Prabhupada and I discussed with him, and he enacted, he gave that in the film also, that how I met Prabhupada. And then he, in his this Abhacharan series, for me, that role was done by my brother's daughter and my brother's son, and someone became like me as a doctor, and someone became as a anyways, Anartha also, and that way that was there in the movie. Our serial Abhacharan series.
Wow, I didn't know.
I didn't realize. No, that. I met Prabhupada, so he wanted to display. I met Srila Prabhupada on April 1, 1973. we went to New York City and how we went and what discussion happened. Then he put the same thing in his Abhaycharan movie.
That's so wonderful, sir. So, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. We are very, very sir. Grateful for your class, Prabhuji. You have a very nice class and so many points. So, Prabhuji, do you have that serial like where we can see your part, how you?
I think it may be the YouTube, that serial of Bhagwan, and it is available. I have also at my home. And
yeah, I know that the whole serial we have seen also, Prabhuji, throughout 1 year it came. But the a particular part where your story was enacted, do you have any reference for that so we can...
I think it is in, I don't know exactly what part, 11th or 12th, it is there. It's so long ago that we saw in 96, 97, around that time, that I forgot exactly what number it is there. Means my role was acted by, because now I'm an old man, but at that time my brother's son or his daughter Krishna Mahajan became like my wife in the role, Anartha's role.
Oh, so nice, Prabhuji. Very, very nice. Prabhuji, there are two aspiring disciples of Maharaj, actually from Charlotte, and who are scheduled to take initiation on the 4th of July, the day that he left this world. So they are so devastated and... we have to help them to understand. There's no question of understanding. It's so hard so how we can help them, Prabhuji? How we can, what way we can help them?
So they could hear about him, follow. He wants to that they could spread Krishna consciousness by singing nicely, thinking of him. See, like gopis, Krishna went away from Vrindavan. But just remembering his pastimes, his glorious activities, and then that gives them the solace. So that is the same way. Now he is with Srila Prabhupada and with Krishna. He is needed more. And so rather than getting devastated, that is fine. So they should chant more and read the books that like and become more and more Krishna conscious. They have to take initiation from somebody now who could initiate them. So same affection they have, that could continue. He's their Siksha Guru. So that in Siksha Guru way, he could be in their heart, because there is Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru are not different. It is the same, but you have need many Siksha Gurus. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj must be a Siksha Guru for them. And that's why they got attracted. And so they were already there following all the principles and chanting and all this. So they may accept someone else in his place. So I'm not saying replacement. In their heart, the position of Bhakti Charu Maharaj will always be there. So they could always worship him. But at the same time, if they get, because they wanted to get initiation, so maybe after some time when this this period of sadness or period of separation gets over, then they should take another initiation from some. Not another, they should be initiated. That's my thoughts on how we can solace them.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. And one more question somebody asked. We know through this whole thing that Krishna has a plan, and we see only from one side of it, our side of it to Maharaj, but Krishna sees from all the sides.
And right.
So, that is a thing, that's okay. But there's a question that, see, if Krishna has to take Maharaj, even in Ujjain, something would have happened to him and he could have, taken from there. Like, this is
the way that he went, and you know, having to come all the way here in the hospital for so many days, we were not able to see him. It appears so painful a process for us, that why he has to undergo this. So how to what is the consolation for this?
See, the plan of Krishna is very difficult to understand. So Krishna arranges everything. It is he knows what is better for us and what is not better for us. We may not understand his plans. Even Brahma and Lord Shiva does not know what is in the, his plans are, and how does he lead all these things, how does he do all these things. So rather than speculating that we should just that whatever Krishna is doing, that is the best for all the living beings, particularly for his dear children like Bhakti Charu Maharaj or his devotees. He takes a special care of them. You may say, is this a special care? But some things are awaiting in the spiritual kingdom. So, and through this, that even in the midst of all, he was thinking of, he could have remained in Ujjain, but he was thinking of his disciples, how to, that how nicely that he sacrificed his life for, he was thinking of serving rather than sitting in one place. Even Prabhupada also left for London. He wanted to come and establish this Varnashram Dharma in Gitanagari. I was at that time when Prabhupada left his body. I was in New Vrindavan for the Janmashtami celebration of the Janmashtami there, because most of the temples they would go to New Vrindavan for that. And we were waiting there that he will come. So it is his plans. It is difficult to really understand, and we should just give that whatever Krishna does is for the best for his devotees. He specially takes care of them. You may say it may not be a special care, but Krishna knows what is a special care and what is not. Sometimes like these are given just to give us a lesson that we can learn. His mood was to serve Vaishnavas and advance their disciples and serve Srila Prabhupada. And even in the difficulties, he was thinking of that way. So I'm not really capable to tell you how exactly what was the plan of Krishna, that nobody really understands. And we can't comment on that. That would be just a speculation if I say something.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji, so much for being there at this point of time. And, you know, so many senior disciples, Guru Maharajas, they are helping us to understand and, you know, cope up with this loss and try to go forward. We are very, very grateful for your association and availability for us, Prabhuji, to ask. And you are there to guide us. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mother.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much for today's very nectarian class, your association and explaining about Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Maharaj, I want to explain one more point with your permission, that Bhakti Charu, I hear from Giriraj Maharaj or Radhanath Maharaj, not sure, that Bhakti Charu Maharaj the standard of the altar. In all ESKCON temple, we can see that Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Radha Ras Bihari, Shri Radha Landeneshwari, the altar is same. Shri Gaurnita and Shri Ram Lakshman Sitarani and Shri Radha Ras Bihari and Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi. So this altar system is started by Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Hari Bol, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, for your association, Prabhuji, explaining about Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Like Mataji is saying about altars, so even the other temples, they have altars from Ujjain. So is there connection with Maharaj and that altars, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I'm getting our singhasan altar from him. There are four of the. Hello, Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the deities he wanted to take to
Florida. So I am getting those deities because there were some Khandit deities, but so beautiful Varnitai. So I thought, let me just buy from the temple. But I am buying off Prabhupada. He started fiberglass Prabhupada, murtis, altars, all these like little Vyasasana, little deities of the Guru Parampara. Many temples still have, they have it. And altars and all like for Tulsi and Aarti, very, very decorated. He has a nice disciple now, Abhay Charan, department. And they make, their four of the devotees are coming tomorrow to make help us in our temple also. She is very talented disciples who could do with the fiberglass work and with the wood. And so it's nice. He trains them personally, cooking, how to dress, how to decorate, how nice it should look like. And so he personally trained his disciples in this art, which is very appreciable.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. So, should we end now?
Yeah, yes, Prabhuji. Lakshmi Mataji, are you there?
Yeah, Mataji.
Yeah, you can close.
All right, Prabhuji, thank you so much once again for this wonderful class and clarifying all the doubts everybody had and explaining it further. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. It has always been a privilege to have you on the calls. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
वैष्णव की जय 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 जय